Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year. I know you guys thought I was gone, but I'm not. I just took off last week because the beginning of the year is really, that first week is really a busy week for me. So I just took that week off. And being it was the holidays and everything, you know, I just took that time off. And it's kind of good that I did that because it kind of goes into what I'm talking about tonight. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. And if you're already an inspired listener, then welcome back. I am your host, Michelle G. If you would like to call in with your questions or your comments, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Again, that number is 1-929-477-2554. I'm going to jump right into it. What I want to talk about tonight, because it's not my intention to be on here long. I just want to do another pop-on show before I get this year started full force. I'll be going full force starting next week, but I wanted to get just a pop-on real quick to let you guys know I'm here and I'm just getting prepared for the year. What I want to talk to you tonight about is, I know that you guys, if you haven't already done it, because I started planning for 2018 in 2017. If you've got your calendars or you've got your planners, just like my topic for tonight, 2018, what does your planner look like? Make sure that you schedule yourself in. I know that a lot of you have got your calendars, and they're probably almost full for the year already. And this is the first time I've actually had to depend on a calendar and a planner. And I already have events scheduled all the way up until all the way in November. And I have things that I've got to do, or I'm in doing something every single month of this year already. But what I wanted to discuss tonight is to make sure that even in your busy year, to remember to take care of you. I have purpose in my mind that I was going to be intentional. I've got it purposed in my mind that I'm going to be intentional with every assignment, with every opportunity that I have in 2018. And the reason I wanted to talk about this tonight is because, and I'm only, you guys know me, I only talk from what I've experienced. We get so busy doing things, and we schedule ourselves because we want to be here, we want to go do this, and we can accomplish a lot of things. And we can make a lot of events, and we can schedule something to do every single day of the year. We can actually do that to ourselves. But reality is it good for us? And the answer is no. And I found out from experience that it's not. Now, as you fill in your planners and your calendars, make sure that you schedule yourself in. I have to talk about this a little. I've talked about this a little bit before, how important it is to take care of yourself. I have some things going on every single month. Like I said, I have something going on every single month of this year. And the fact that I'm in ministry is really adding on to it. I mentioned earlier that about being intentional with everything in my life. What I mean by that is you have to make sure that what you obligate yourself to this year is serving in the best interest of you and those involved. Be intentional about it. You can't be everywhere all the time. You guys know that I have no problem saying no. And that's no with no explanations. With all the things that I have planned already this year, I need to be given my 100%. So when I say be intentional, if I accept an engagement, I'm going to be intentional about that. If I have an event, it is intentionally planned. And being intentional means that you're willing to go in, and for that that appointment or that event, you're going to give your 100%. But you can't give your 100% if you're not feeling or if you're not mentally at your 100%. So this year, be intentional with your assignments. Be intentional with the opportunities that you have. Be intentional about it. And don't feel bad when you can't go to something. Don't feel bad if you don't want to go. Just be honest. Now, you know, a lot of times we try to save people feelings, and that's good because you should have tact. That's something that I've, you know, worked on over the years. I have learned to have a little bit more tact because I'm a straight shooter. So I've learned to have a little bit more tact, and, you know, I'll let someone know, well, unfortunately, I'm not able to make that. Now, if they press the issue and, you know, I have to tell them, I just don't want to go. But, you know, I try to be tactful and say, you know, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make that. But don't feel bad if you can't go to everything. Don't feel bad if you don't want to go, then don't go. It's perfectly fine to say no. And I feel that we have a problem sometimes with saying no. And I don't know, I don't understand why. I value my time. My time is valuable. My time is valuable. I respect other people's time, and I make people respect my time. Now, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If I can tell someone I have something to do. My something to do may be me sitting on my couch with my remote. But that's something, and for me, that's something to do. So what I'm saying is be intentional with what you're doing. Be intentional and knowing that when you're going in there, you're going in for a reason. You're doing it for a reason. There's purpose behind it. And it's going to serve a purpose. It's going to help someone. Be intentional about the assignments that you don't just choose any and every assignment. Don't just agree to every appointment and every opportunity. Because we have to be purposeful and intentional. Purposeful and intentional. I'm going to tell you what I did. In every month, I have scheduled some time. I filled up I've got things on my calendar, and of course, when you're doing your calendar, you put in those events and assignments and things that you already have scheduled. You already obligated yourself to, that you know you've already got planned out. You put those in, and then you have these other spaces in case things come up, because things do come up. Less, you know, life comes up, and then other opportunities comes in as you go throughout your year. Well, what I'm saying is what I did this year, and this is the first time I've done this, I learned in last year how to take time for myself. A little bit here and a little bit there, and I've talked about that because I did a show about, you know, that involved talking about that. But I did my calendar. Since I'm now dependent on a calendar and a planner, I was intentional when I started filling it out. When I started filling in those dates, I was intentional because what? Not only did I schedule my events, did I schedule my appointments, my different things that I had had planned, not only did I schedule those things in and write them in on those dates, something else I did, I intentionally scheduled myself in. I scheduled myself in. Some months it may be only 1 or 2 days. In other months, I've scheduled a week or two. I have scheduled a vacation. Actually, I've scheduled 2 vacations this year, 2018. I scheduled a vacation, and I know that sounds trivial, but sometimes, and I know from experience, that sometimes we get so busy that we don't even realize that we haven't had any time to live. Doing too much can leave you tired, unfocused, and it can also lead to sickness. Believe it or not, when you are doing too much, you really can't do anything well. So the question tonight is, what does your 2018 planner look like? and have you scheduled yourself in it? Not just scheduling yourself to appointments, not just scheduling yourself to go to events, but have you scheduled yourself in? That time that you take to help, that time that you take out and that you schedule yourself into your planner and your calendar, it'll help you. It'll help you to organize your thoughts so that you can think clearly. It'll also help you to have time to get quiet so you can hear from God and get direction. And you know, you guys, that I am really big on getting quiet. Getting quiet. That time that you take and you schedule yourself in, it'll help your body do what it was designed to do. When you're pushing yourself and you're going and you're going and you're going and you're going, your body doesn't have time to do what it was created to do. Yeah, it's carrying you, but eventually what's going to happen? You're going to end up in bed sick. You either have to do it voluntarily or your body will make you do it involuntarily. When you rest, you give yourself time to relax and get, when you get, give yourself time to relax and get some sleep, your body can reboot itself. A lot of sicknesses that we experience and other things that we go through in our bodies and other things that, you know, that go on, these little funky little things that go on with our bodies, if we would just take time to rest, take time to take care of ourselves. Our bodies were designed to fight a lot of these things off, but it can't fight it off if we don't give it the opportunity to do it. If we're always going, when does your body have time to replenish itself? And I'll be the first to say, and you guys know, I'm talking to myself as well. I thought this through and realized from my 2017 experience that I need to make sure that I am intentional in my scheduling this year. When I began to realize in October, around October, that I was going to have a lot of stuff going on in 2018, even all the way through the end of 2017, I was going to have a lot of stuff going on, I began to get quiet and realize that, and in my quiet time, God helped me to realize that I need to be intentional in what I schedule this year. Because things are going to be, and I've said this before, and I believe this, things are going to go real fast this coming year. It's going to be going real fast, and I need to be intentional about what I do. Now, to know me is to know that I am a workaholic. I'm always working on something. And when I get something in my mind, I'm going full force with it. But I'm learning to slow down and enjoy life. Now, that comes with maturity. And it comes with just really maturity. It comes with maturity, learning how to slow down and enjoy life. And one of the things that I'm going to give you an example about, you know, the importance of taking time to enjoy life, taking time to live. My son will be graduating in 2 years. And the more I think about it, of course, it's emotional for me because he's, you know, it's always been me and him. And he'll be graduating. So he'll be graduating and he'll be out of the house and then it'll just be me. So I want to make sure that I make some more memories with him before he's out of the house and going to college or to the, you know, to the armed forces or wherever he decides to go before he's out of, I want to make more memories with him. We recently were able to spend an entire day exploring New York City. And even though at the end of that day I was tired, I can honestly say that day was just too short. I wish we could have, you know, had a few more days. because I spent the entire day with him, and that's a memory that we created. Those are memories that we will always have. But had I not taken that time, it would have been a moment and moments that were lost. And I just feel like I wanted to say this because, like I said, I really realized when I looked at my calendar and the fact that I actually have to have a calendar, depend on a calendar and a planner this year, it's totally blowed my mind. And don't get me wrong, because I'm grateful. I'm grateful for every opportunity. I'm grateful for every assignment, every event that God has placed me in the right place to receive, to be able to function in those areas. I am grateful. I am so grateful. But as I was looking at that, I was like, wow, all of this is filling up. And I started thinking about how people schedule their things, and they schedule, and they don't have time, and they're constantly going, 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 going. And you look at their calendars, and the whole month has got something written on every single day. And I'm like, and that's why this came up. What does your planner look like for 2018? And on all those days and all those months that have something written on them, is any of those days scheduled for yourself? Have you scheduled yourself in? And my planner, your biggest day, you'll see Michelle on certain days. Michelle with a long line on certain weeks. And I think that that's important that we step back, because we're going to end up, if you're not taking that time, how can you put 100% in on anything? Because if you're like me, when I've got so many things I've got to do, even when I'm functioning and doing one thing, my mind is already on the next thing that I have to do. So that thing that I'm working on right then, that present thing that I'm doing, I'm not giving 100%. Because part of me is not there. My mind is already on the next thing. You can't give 100% if you don't take time to clear your mind, clear your thoughts, gather your thoughts together, get focused, get quiet, and hear direction from God. Even being in ministry, and I'm, you know, everyone knows that I'm an elder, and I love ministry. And any assignment that God gives me to do this year is going to be done. That's going to take priority over anything I've already filled into my calendar. But even in ministry, I've learned that we have to learn and we need balance, especially when, and I want you guys to listen closely, and please don't take this in the wrong way, especially when you have children, because I believe that if you don't let them experience some things other than always being in service, Or you're always at church and they're left alone, they find or they make their own experiences, and that can be a bad thing. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. So when you leave them, you know, when you've been taking them to church all the time, and then you're like, okay, I'm gonna let them stay, give them some rest, but then you're gone all the time. Their little minds, the enemy just wants to play in their little minds, and they create their own experiences. Now, understand that, you know, your children are going to experience things in life anyway, once they're out of the house, even when they're in the house. And don't get me wrong, I'm definitely not saying that they shouldn't be in church, because I make my son go to church. And this, you know, I shouldn't say, you know, sometimes I honestly have to make him go because he don't want to go. Because, you know, he's been in church his whole life. And sometimes he just goes with no issue. I'm simply saying, have balance. Have balance. It may not be easy to find it, but you got to find balance somewhere. You got to find balance in there somewhere. Once you do find it, make it intentional to keep it balanced. Make it intentional to keep it balanced. And I found that a lot of times with ministry, it does get hard. It does get hard. You have to do your you have to do what God tells you to do and leads you to do. But that, I also believe that God will help you find balance, because family is important to God. Family is important to God. So even in ministry, you have to be intentional about scheduling yourself in. You can't take every assignment. And you know, every time someone wants you to go, you know, to go minister, sometimes you have to schedule yourself some time to be still and hear God. Be still. And you know, you want to go because you got it all in you, and you got this word in you. You want to preach because you get so excited about it. It's a good thing when God has called you to carry his word. But you have to be, God also gives you wisdom. He also matures you to the level where you know, okay, you know what? My body's going to shut down. If I, you can't accept every assignment. And I don't want that to sound contradicting to what I said before. Because if God sends you and God tells you and you hear God say you must go, then you go. What I'm saying is, every time someone calls, God gives you wisdom to know when you need to slow down and know when you don't have to go for that assignment. Just because a person calls doesn't mean that God is sending you on that assignment. Because if it's something that God wants you to do in that area, in that place, that opportunity will come again. Now, if it's meant to do right then God will let you know you need to do it right then. And that's just, that's how I believe. That's what I believe. That's how I feel. And I just feel that in ministry, it's hard. Because we have obligations. We have a duty. We have things that we have to do. But we have to find a balance. So in 2018, what does your planner look like? What does your calendar look like? Make sure that you're scheduling yourself in. And if you have children, you have family, make sure that you're scheduling them in too. My son don't always say it, but I know when he don't want me to go to church, because he'll ask. He'll be like, you going to so-and-so? And I'd be like, no, I'm not going to go. He won't say a word. But those would be the evenings that memories are created, because we'll sit in the living room together watching TV, every now and then laughing and saying something to each other. But that's quality time that we're spending together. But had I not been there, I would have missed it. And he would have been home alone with his idle mind. So make sure that when you do your schedule, that you schedule yourself in. Schedule yourself in. It's important. Don't worry about and don't feel bad if you have to say no. It's okay. Trust me. I say no all the time. If I don't want to go, I say nope, I'm not going. And I've gotten to the point where people who are around me, who know me, they already know. So when I say no, they don't push the issue. Because they know when I say no, my no means no. My yes means yes. But if I say no, then they know that that's what I mean. And they don't take it to heart. It doesn't. They know that it doesn't mean that I don't love them. It means they know that it doesn't mean that I don't support them. It just means that I'm just not going this time. Now, I really didn't intend to be on here alone tonight, because you know, you guys know how I flow. I'll be going full force later on, but this week I just wanted to come on and pop on here and do this quick 30-minute pop-on show just to let you guys know that while you're doing your calendars, because some of you are just starting your calendars for the year, think about it. Don't forget to schedule. Be intentional, and don't forget to schedule yourself in. I already have my planner started, but if you just started, you know, you haven't started yours, just remember that. You need time, too. Don't give everybody everything all the time. Don't give everybody and everything all of your time and all of you. Because you have nothing left. You have nothing left. And your family have nothing left of you. Now, with all of that said, there will be some changes this year to the Be Inspired show. I have to do some adjusting because I have a lot on my plate. As of right now, everything will remain the same, and I won't make any changes without letting you guys know what they are. Just know that there will still be a Be Inspired with Michelle G show. The show is not going nowhere. I'm still going to be here. But the dates and the times will be adjusting because I have taken on, I have a lot of other things that I have going on, and I have scheduled myself some vacation time this year, and I've scheduled myself some time for me. So the Be Inspired with Michelle G show, I just celebrated a year, and I'm getting ready to have the big celebration of that year, being on the air for a year in the end of this month, on the January 22nd. So the Be Inspired with Michelle G show is not going anywhere. I'm still going to be here, but because of my schedule and my planner now and my calendar, I have a lot of things that are coming up, and I want to be able to give everything, including the inspired listeners, give you my 100%. One of the biggest things that I've gotten now, and this is God-given, that God has given me because I've talked to you all before about sisterhood. I have a new organization called SIS, Sisters Inspiring Sisters, and it's going to take up a lot of time in the beginning stages of it and throughout, because I want it to be great and I want it to be what God has given it to me to be. So in doing that, I have to devote some time to that. So adjusting the show time is a must. So to understand and to know that I am still here, the Be Inspired with Michelle G show is still here, is still going on, it's not going anywhere. If anything, it's just going to expand. And actually, SIS is an expansion of the Be Inspired brand. The Be Inspired brand is extended into Sisters Inspiring Sisters. Speaking of, you know, and so with that, whatever changes are made with times, I will let you all know, and it will be advertised. Visit me on all my social media, on my blog page, A Day in the Life with Michelle G. Also on my Facebook page, Michelle G, or just Michelle Gerald. And if you'll go on my Facebook page, Michelle Gerald, you'll see that I also have hashtag Be Inspired tees that are on sale now. You can order those when you see the advertisement. Click on the link, and it'll take you directly to the page, which is actually on my blog page, and you can order from there. Be Inspired is expanding, and it's expanding because of you guys, because you guys have listened. You guys have been dedicated listeners. You guys are, you know, you're dedicated to listening and following the show, and because of that, it has inspired me to continue on, and it's inspired me to expand. And with that and the quiet time that I've had and listening to God, he has allowed and blessed me to expand it as well. So I'm excited about 2018. I hope you guys are as well. But when you sit down and do your calendars and get your planners out and get everything planned out, when you do that, make sure that you schedule yourself in. Take some time for you, so that you can give every assignment and every opportunity, every event that you do accept, that you do attend, you can give it your 100. Thank you guys for listening in to this quick pop-on show. I love you all. I will be back next week with a full show and ready to bust this year out. Thank you all. I love you. And as I always say, be blessed and good night.